I remember this interview one time with like a 92-year-old lady, and she was like, or people asked her like, "What is your, you know, secret? How did you get so old?" She's like, "A glass of whiskey a day."
Oh.
And I was like, "Great role model."
I mean,
I'm gonna probably die when I'm 60.
I mean, my role model.
Yeah. Honestly.
Welcome everyone to Cask 2, Episode 3
of the Whiskey Hour Podcast.
Wait, but didn't you guys already do like 10?
No, that was Cask 1.
Yeah, that was Cask 1. Cask 2, Bottle 3. She don't get it.
No.
You know how whiskey is...
Season 1, Episode 3, Season 2, Episode 3. Seasons are casks.
Oh,
episodes
that?
Are bottles.
Oh. And this is just something.
Whiskey people.
Why did you throw something at me? Okay, but that's just like the idea for that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, welcome everybody. Today we have our very special guest, Fabi.
I'm so special. I feel so special.
So special.
The very special one. So this person, this creature. Named Fabi.
I do not feel offended by that, by the way.
We work with her, and the only reason why we work with her is because she drank whiskey with us till like 3 in the morning the first time we met her.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That is legit what got you a lot of credits with me. I just, the moment when you said, "I love whiskey," was the moment I was like, yes.
We need her.
Yeah, there's like a primary reason, which was like, you drink whiskey. Mm. Then there was a second one, which you're a great filmmaker. But like, that was secondary. That was an additional bonus.
But there's a lot of people that are great filmmakers. But not all of them drink whiskey.
Yeah.
So you're a very special little whiskey glass.
Creature.
So for this bottle, we decided to not do one bottle, but 3 bottles.
Because one is not enough.
Because we're alcoholics.
Nah. We're not alcoholics.
Not even a little
I'm
bit.
Sorry.
But, so the game for today is each of us has brought our favorite whiskey, and we're going to introduce that and share it with everyone.
Yeah.
So whose whiskey do we start with?
Do you want to like throw a coin or something?
Ladies first, I would say. So
Oogie.
All right. So
okay. Oogie.
Let's start with the least fanciest whiskey of all. So
why?
I have to say it's not necessarily my favorite whiskey, but I couldn't think of a whiskey that was my favorite one that would have a bit of a story behind it. Because like there's a lot of them that I like. For example, Nika Days is like one of like smoothest whiskey I've ever drank, and it's just great. But on the other hand, the only story I had to tell about that one was the fact that we bought it for a friend's birthday and liked it a lot.
So wait, you got it for a friend's birthday, but you were the people finishing?
Yes, of course. We drank it together.
okay.
Wait, weren't you there?
Was I?
No, she wasn't.
It was Noah's birthday.
No, it was just the 4 of us and Noah's roommates. Yeah, but the thing is
I was not in the picture yet.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You were not in the film yet. You were not starring yet.
You were not starring.
No, you were not a little whiskey glass yet.
No, but now I am.
But yeah, so this whiskey I brought today, the Canadian Club, which is indeed a...
Canadian.
Yeah, and it's a blended whiskey.
Ew.
So, I'm sorry.
It's not like ew, but I was like, ew. That's what I wanted to say. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I don't remember how it tastes like, but I remember the first time I tried it, I was like, this is the best I've ever drank. So.
Here we go.
Pour me a glass. Yum. Do you smell that? No, you don't. But it's great. I don't know why, but the moment you got that glass, Allie, you just like started looking so fucking posh. You just sat down. You was just like, yeah.
That was
it's
the
like,
time.
Yeah.
Now I'm in this mood.
I'm home. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, so when was the first time you drank this?
This is not as good as I remember it being.
I haven't tried it yet. Wait.
Woo!
I mean, it's okay. Not as good as Nika. Yeah, well, the first time I even saw this was when I went to Bolivia. I think I already talked about that story. And on the way back, we had a little stop at US. And I thought, you know what? I want to bring something back for both my dad and myself. And at that point, I was already like starting to drink whiskey. Because have I ever spoken about the why I drink whiskey? Why did I even choose this as my drink?
No.
Okay, so
okay, let's go back in time. When I was a young girl,
I loved beer.
Hopefully over 18.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure.
Over 18. Eastern Europe.
I really like beer. Beer was my go-to drink. I could drink quite a bit of it, and I've tried a lot of different flavors of it. And then one day I found out I'm gluten intolerant, and beer is basically a bread drink. It's bread juice, and I can't drink that. So I had to find something else to drink. And of course, I just switched straight over to one of the strongest alcohols out there and just started drinking whiskey.
Hey.
And I was like, this is awesome. But with this whiskey, I went into a duty-free zone. And the thing is, in US, you can only get your drinks when you're like over 21. And I wasn't. But I was traveling with people who were. So I go into this duty-free shop and I see a bunch of like whiskey bottles that I've never seen before. And I'm like, I need to pick two of them that, well, I can't find in Europe. And I picked the two of them that I can't find in Europe that I learned later. And I picked the two of them. One of them was Canadian Club. Mm-hmm. And I returned home. I met up with one of my friends and I was like, so I brought a new whiskey and I'm really excited to try it. I've never seen it here. She's like, oh my gosh, so cool. We sat down, we started drinking it. And I was like, this is so smooth. This is like, you can taste that little bit of oaky in there. And I really, really liked it. It tasted like good. Needless to say, that bottle stayed with me for quite a bit.
Weirdly, disappointing.
Yeah, I know, right? I wasn't that big of a drinker back then.
I'm glad, by the way, just so that it's clear, like, no encouraging for more drinking.
And at some point, back then I was starting to work with a company, and at some point me and Ali were discussing about kind of sitting down together to learn a lot of stuff and work together, and I thought, you know, for that I'll just bring a bottle. And I thought, I'm going to bring a bottle of this because it's like, I love it. And I couldn't find it, so I didn't bring anything. And then when I told him I thought of bringing Canadian Club, he made fun of me that I wanted to bring a Canadian whiskey.
And why?
It's Canadian. Like, I don't need to explain any more than that. Like, it's just fucking Canadian.
You're like, get out with our whiskey.
It's a good drink. That's it. It's just a good drink.
It's important from Chicago. Not even Canadian.
Wait, it's not even Canadian?
Chicago.
I need to check where it was made, but produced by Canadian Club Import Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Canadian Club, made in Illinois.
Did I tell you the story? We went to our local liquor store here in the neighborhood.
In Vorburg.
And I was looking for a new whiskey that I haven't tried, and I found this Kentucky whiskey. Looked like a good bottle. Said one of the rated number one whiskeys of US. I was like, I've never tried it. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
More than halfway bottle in. I look back and it says produced in Elmira. And my mind was just like, yeah, why would you even say that? It's
well, like that. So here's the thing, right? If it's a blended whiskey, it becomes very difficult, to actually know like where it's from. Because like, if it's a blended whiskey, a lot of blended whiskeys like Johnnie Walker and all of that, they actually have a lot of different whiskeys in them. Like an obnoxiously high number of different whiskeys in them. Mm. I think there's this company, this corporate called Diageo or something like that, that owns quite a lot of distilleries and a lot of whiskey brands around the world. And that's where like a lot of like small distilleries whiskeys end up going into a lot of different blended whiskeys. So it like just because like it was made in a certain country, that doesn't necessarily mean it was distilled in that country or in that city. You could have like had casks shipped in and then this like mixed blended there basically.
So what you're telling me, there's a chance that Kentucky whiskey was not made in Elmira.
There's a real chance that it was made in a lot of different places.
In Kentucky. Because that's what maybe the bottle said.
Maybe the recipe is from Kentucky. It's like Kentucky fucking fried chicken. It's not like all the KFCs are made in Kentucky anymore.
It should be.
But it wouldn't...
What?
When was the last time you had KFC?
Before gluten intolerance. So that's like 2-3 years ago.
I think last time was in Cardiff. So I was like, wait, last year? What was that, like February? No, I went there for like a week to work on like a friend's film.
So oh, not when you were like studying.
No, not when I was studying there. Like half a year later. A year later, actually. Half a year later. When I stopped.
Okay, so let's go back in your life. Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, we forgot to introduce Fabi.
Yeah.
We're the worst hosts.
Oh, is that the thing? Okay.
I mean, I introduce her. She's a creature.
A creature adopted by HPM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really know what to identify as, but I think creature kind of summarizes.
Dolphin?
Oh, please, no, not a dolphin.
Dolphins are assholes. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're rapists.
And they like throwing fish for fun.
Seaweed?
Yes. I mean, I like seaweed. What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
I think like she's more like a salmon.
Oh, I like salmon.
You're a fish.
She's like a salmon?
Like a salmon.
Salmon.
Okay.
Okay. So,
koi.
Yeah. Koi. Ooh. I'd love to be a koi.
And with those like pretty little tails,
Oh my god! When I was younger, me and my family, we used to go to like this Chinese restaurant, and I was a very, very difficult like eater when I was a child, and I didn't like anything at the restaurant. But I always wanted to go there because I could feed the fish.
Oh my gosh!
I could like feed the koi.
Can I actually feed them?
Yeah, like, I was allowed to. So I got like the fish food, but they were so aggressive. Like once you put like some food in it, they would just like.
But like, do you feed them the food that you buy from the restaurant or?
No, fish food. But I was just like allowed to feed them.
Like that would kill them.
And also buns. a bit sad. Like if I would give them like pig or something, like, not good. So no, just fish food. But they would be just so aggressive, and I would love it. So,
how the hell did you end up drinking whiskey?
Probably at a party or something, but I don't really know how I got into drinking whiskey, but now when I drink whiskey, I actually always drink whiskey, well, except for when I'm with you guys, but I always drink it alone.
Oh,
sad.
I mean, you know me by now. I can amuse myself. Like,
yeah, you're pretty much self-sustaining in that sense.
Always will.
Sometimes I would just look at Fabi editing a video or something, and she would just be screaming at her own computer with everybody minding their own business.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
Can we just like go back to the part of like she's like she knows how to amuse herself and dig a little bit deeper into that?
Sure.
Okay.
So what's your favorite form of entertainment for yourself?
For myself, I love talking with the different voices inside my head, of course, but...
Can we hear a couple of them? Okay.
They don't have names, they just...
No, just... Okay, I'm going to give you scenarios, okay? And then you give the voice. Okay? Warp stabilizer takes too long.
Oh, I would just like stand up and like, it takes too long for fuck's sake, and I'm just gonna get myself another coffee, and then when I come back, it didn't fucking do it. Okay. Ranting. Sorry, I should stop swearing, shouldn't I?
No, that's
okay. That's okay. That's
okay. Perfect. Okay.
I want to give another.
You go one?
Yeah.
Go.
You went downstairs to get a glass of water.
Yeah.
You poured yourself a glass and went upstairs, and you forgot the glass of water.
I would just be like, for fuck's sake, I just go back downstairs, bother my kid, just get the water and drink it in one go and get another glass and then forget it again because I'm fucking stupid. Whiskey I brought
is...
It's called Craigamore. It's a 20-year-old Speyside single malt scotch.
Yes.
Whiskey. And I know you've tried this before because I brought you a bottle. But to be fair, from all of the bottles I've tried, this one really sticks with me. It's like really nice. I can always drink it. And I mean, I most of the time I just go to a liquor store and then just see what new things they've got and then just like get a bottle of whiskey that I haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try it. And sometimes it's a success. And sometimes it's not so much a success because sometimes it's like very, very smoky and I...
Are you also like not a fan of smoky whiskeys?
Well, to a point, but I do like to taste it instead of it just like filling my mouth with just like the smokiness and just like... If it's too strong, then I'm just like... I want to taste more fruity and, you know...
Yeah, I mean...
Single malts are nice. So.
I mean, I have that as well. Like for me... Drinking smoked whiskey, it's like drinking barbecue. I can't even taste the whiskey anymore. I just taste the smoke.
I mean, quite literally, they put like it's peat, right?
It's
literally peat that they like, you know, put in it.
Mm-hmm. Peat.
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 No, not that peat. It's a different peat. It's a different peat. The Dutch peat is different. I mean, somewhat the same substance, but one is, you know, solid.
What about Peter?
As far as terrible jokes go.
I could be a great dad.
Yeah, that was a very good dad joke. Okay.
Okay. So, I actually don't really have a story. Like, to this whiskey, but...
Okay.
Because I didn't prepare, I'm just going to read you the box.
Let's read the box on the whiskey. You know what? I'm also going to read the box on my whiskey. Just you know.
Yes. So, Craigamore, founded by the legendary John Smith. One of many.
John Smith. John fucking Smith. Are you fucking serious?
I did not make this up. It's literally on the box.
Like, like John Doe. It just should have been John Doe.
I mean, okay, so let me start over. That was Craigamore, founded by the legendary John Smith in 1869.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah, is for many the definitive Speyside malt. For malt whiskey writer Michael Jackson.
What?
Wait, the Michael Jackson? Wait, what? Wait, no. Let me read that again. For malt whiskey writer Michael Jackson, it has the most complex aroma of any malt, astonishingly fresh and delicate. But now I'm really curious if it's the Michael Jackson or is there just like a malt whiskey writer that is called Michael Jackson? Can you?
I mean, or was Michael Jackson the
whiskey
writer Michael Jackson?
Okay, let's look that up later. Anyway, continue. That's like the first fucking paragraph of six. Back in the 1920s, this was voted the finest of all Scottish malt distillers, malt by their blenders being titled A1 for blending. Do you guys know what that means?
A1.
I mean, I guess it's good.
I hope it's good.
Cool. On tasting it, it's not hard to see what those blenders saw. But they did. Fine. mature and well-balanced, with an astonishingly fragrant aroma. The slight fruitiness on the palate is overlaid with sweet smoky notes with hints of sandalwood.
Sandalwood?
What's sandalwood?
Like, did your grandmother just put a sandal?
Oh my god, I just
to any like actual whiskey like knowledge people, this just sounds like two idiots.
Oh my god.
Wait, did you say whiskey knowledge people?
Just eat your chocolate.
Let's just eat chocolate. Are you done with the box?
No, it's like I'm not done.
Well,
yet.
Know what? Something I just found out from the great Wikipedia page.
Yes, so trustworthy.
Is that the legendary Mr. Smith was already the manager of Macallan and Glenlivet and two other distilleries.
Oh.
Yep.
So it's D, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, it's D. It's D.
What
Mr.
about Michael
Smith.
Jackson?
I ain't for nothing on fucking Michael Jackson. On
for fuck's sake, that was the one I was curious about.
That meant
just for clarification purposes, that Michael Jackson is not that Michael Jackson.
Oh,
this Michael Jackson is called the most influential beer and whiskey writer of his time, and he died in 2007.
So do you want to tell me that he wrote the essay on the back of the box?
No, he just called this particular scotch the one with the most complex aroma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to taste it?
Yes.
Yes, for fuck's sake already.
Well, I didn't have a story behind it. So your glasses. Yay.
Okay. So to John Smith's...
And Michael Jackson.
And Michael Jackson.
Not
the most
the Michael
complex
Jackson, but that.
Aroma. Cheers.
It's a very
smell
good one.
It, smell it.
Smooth.
Mm. Oh, I love it so much. It's like my favorite. It's, I don't know.
It's good.
I haven't found anything that beat it yet.
That's good.
I know. I really like the taste. It's just right up my alley.
It does have a little bit of a smokiness.
Yeah, but...
It's not big. It's like the little hint of it. It's not like you're drinking a barbecue.
No, but that's what makes it nice. Like, it's not... I don't know. Just...
Sorry for the interruption. I just have a quick message. Well, alcoholism is a serious problem. And I know on this show, we like to drink, we like to have fun, and we call our podcast the Whiskey Hour. For God's sake, how much more alcoholic can that possibly be? But... Alcoholism is a serious problem. And if you or anyone you know is struggling with alcoholism, please reach for help. Don't take it lightly and enjoy the show. So we took a break for a while and now we've spun out of control.
That's not true. Talk for yourself. I'm always like this.
Fair enough.
Creature.
Fair enough, creature.
Creature in the house.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna just fucking stick to that. That's a great way to describe me. Thanks for that.
Sorry. Could you stop moving the mic around?
No.
No, like, you can't get it out.
Sorry. I think, wait, just in between a little bit. Guys, sometimes I realize that I'm just like listening to you guys and just like breathing into the mic. That's when I just go back.
Yeah,
but sometimes I'm just like, yeah. So I'm very sorry, Oogie, if you have to edit this. You're sometimes gonna hear my breathing.
That's
in the
okay.
background.
No, I think
that's
she's
okay.
gonna hear her
I'll
own breathing
in.
More than.
I'll leave it in.
But I notice it sometimes, and I'm like, oh, I should go back now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you noticed, and you didn't even tell me.
Why would I tell you?
We took a break.
I'm not even editing
this. We
were on
a break. No, I'm kidding.
Job. All right, so we took a break and now we're returning to Ali's Whiskey, the last story before we all get smashed.
Aren't we already?
I'm so smashed.
I had the same thought. Okay, no, not kidding. I'm eating my chocolate. I'm having a good time.
Okay.
Chocolate and whiskey, honestly, is like such a good combination.
The darker, the better.
Yes.
We learned that lesson earlier.
Yeah.
So here it comes, 12 years old.
Sigh.
From Edinburgh.
How's it called?
Glenkinchie.
What? Wait, that it was on my box. It was. Look at this. Look at this.
Would you? Well, I can't see it.
Of Lowlands. Look at it. Below it.
Aye. There's a ball in there.
No, below. Lower. Yeah. Lower. 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 Lower.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The classic malts. So yes. The class. Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
So we have a connection.
The connection was actually made by the Americans. So the classic malts was, I think, this campaign that they did in the U.S. in 1989. Again, what was that company I mentioned? Diageo? Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they actually did a campaign in the U.S. to sell some of the classic malts. The scotch that you brought was a classic Speyside malt. This is a Lowland of the same series.
Mm-hmm. So Michael Jackson had something to do with it.
And not John that much. I mean, I'm pretty sure that. Can any of you guys moonwalk here?
I can if I want to.
Same.
But I don't want to.
Boring.
It takes the effort of standing up.
Boring.
Just give me some whiskey for fuck's sake.
Okay, I'll give you some whiskey.
Another one bites the dust.
That's the Beatles.
That's Queen.
Really? Oh, fuck yeah. I'm sorry. I was confused for a second there.
Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on a little closer.
Okay. I think I can handle more.
Come a little closer.
And that's why you invite the creature. Good luck editing this.
I'm gonna make it to the end of this episode.
Yay! 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 Yay!
Sound like a mosquito.
Wait, 1 second.
It's actually not a bad mosquito sound.
What the fuck?
Wait, Oogie, what sound did you make? Did you make the duck?
Oh, yeah.
To all the listeners, I hope you're laughing with us, but not laughing at us. And I'll say cheers. Thanks for sticking around through this madness.
How do you do that?
Don't do it.
I didn't even try the whiskey yet. I'm sorry. No, get back to your story.
No, there's no story.
You said you're going to Wikipedia this shit.
Oh, am I going to Wikipedia this shit?
Yep.
Well, okay. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Why don't we... Wait.
I'm just going
to... We need to...
Cheers to the listeners.
Can I have my whiskey glass back? I need to be more drunk for this shit. Well, actually, so Glenkinchie and also Fabi's whiskey, they're both part of the Friends of, I think the other one also is part of the Friends of Single Malt thing.
Ooh.
In Scotland.
Yeah, because it's on like the back of the box.
Ooh. No, they're not the same thing. They're not the same
because
thing.
Because Michael Jackson said so.
No, it's
yay.
No, that's not what Michael Jackson said. Michael Jackson said just basically scream into a microphone and it's Michael Jackson. You just drop a whiskey box.
No, I'm about to fail.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, so I'm supposed to read the Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Okay, so Glenkinchie.
That sounded very Japanese.
Lies, as the name might suggest, in a glen of the Kinchie burn.
Kinky.
No, it wasn't kinky. And it's so the distillery.
Wait, this is gonna be my first sip. I haven't even.
Okay, go sip it. You want to take a small sip.
Mm.
gurgle it.
Too late for that, but it's nice.
Yeah.
But it's very
strong.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite.
Yeah, it's, yeah. It's a lowland scotch. It's.
I was going to say, like, oh, this, I can drink easily.
Yeah, like, it's a very, very smooth, like, sort of yeah. soft as scotch.
Long, as long as you don't try to make a sipping sound out of it, then it becomes strong.
Oh, that hurt my throat.
Yeah, I know, right? That's why I said it's strong.
Nom.
So, Glenkinchie is a lowland scotch. And I'm actually going to go to malts.com because they actually have a bit more information about it.
And you complained about my box being wrong. Fine. No, do it.
They have better information. Okay.
How dare you.
So they proudly serve as one of the four corners of Scotland distilleries of Johnny Walker.
Do we like Johnny Walker?
Not red, black, maybe. Blue? Double black, okay. Green and blue, absolutely, yes. But like, blue Johnny Walker is fucking expensive.
I know. It's like, how much? Like
it's like over $100.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fucking expensive. It's ridiculously stupid expensive. But honestly, it's, like at that point, it's a great whiskey. But you know what? I'm actually going to tell you my own story. So, because I ended up at the distillery myself. So when I was traveling in Scotland, I just kind of like what I was looking forward the most was to go to a distillery. I had already sort of like signed up for this Friends of Single Malt thing. And I saw that the Glenkinchie distillery was near Edinburgh. It's only like about 15 miles out of Edinburgh. So I was like, you know what? It's a short drive. And they also do like this thing, like they pick you up from Edinburgh city center and they bring you to the distillery. And you can get like this extended tour of flavors of Scotland.
Ooh, exactly.
Right? So they give you like scotches from like different parts of, you know, they give you some Speyside, they give you some scotch, they give you some Highland. So, you know, you kind of just test out all the flavors of Scotland. The distillery is like beautiful place. It's old. It's back. It goes. I think it was first started like in the 80s, in the 1800s. It's in the middle of this beautiful, like just green area. It's in a glen, right? It's in a valley, right? Wow. So it's just really beautiful place. They have a river just at the back. And then, yeah. So we end up there and I was traveling there with my ex and she does not drink whiskey.
Sad.
No, it was amazing.
Because you got to drink everything.
Because I got to drink all of her scotch. So it's the tour was at like 10 in the morning. By 11:30, I had already drunk like 10 glasses of whiskey.
Fun.
But yeah, that was an amazing day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great night to come.
That was 11:30 in the morning.
What?
Well, yes, that's what I mean.
What time did you start drinking?
11. Oh, like 10:30.
Yeah.
A.m.
And then?
Yeah.
You finished the...
Like the tour was in the morning.
Before like... Was it a half an hour tour?
It was like 45 minute tour around the distillery. You sort of like see the whole process of, you know, how the whiskey is distilled from like, you know, pure barley and like, you know, the malt itself.
Send me the link to that. Because... I'm probably going to Edinburgh. So.
I'm.
Can I join?
Can
you?
I join?
Yeah. Wait, maybe.
Are you going on a date?
No, going with the parents.
Can I join?
Can I join?
Still, yeah. Have you been to Wales?
Yes.
When? Where?
I did a road trip through Wales.
Where have you been in Wales?
A bunch of different cities.
No, tell me.
Like. I don't keep track of all the city names. Like, we did a full road trip.
So it wasn't memorable. Okay.
No.
Wasn't memorable enough.
No, it was pretty memorable. It was pretty memorable because I got the ultimate Welsh experience.
Okay.
It was raining.
Did you go?
The whole fucking time.
They're fine. Then you go to Cardiff, though.
Yes.
How do you like it?
I like it. It's like, I would kind of compare Cardiff to, like, The Hague.
in some ways.
You would. Cardiff is so much nicer.
No. That's not what I meant. So you have to understand, like, I was living in Kuala Lumpur, then I moved to Nottingham, right? So big ass city, then I went to a student city.
Yeah.
Cardiff was kind of like small enough to be hometownish, but like large enough to be a city. Very much like
The
Hague.
Well, it's the capital of Wales.
Exactly. It's like very much like The Hague. It's like, it's a city. It's a proper city, but it's also very much hometownish.
The thing is with me in Cardiff, you know, for a person who has lived in The Hague for her whole life, kind of, like, to me, it never really felt that, like, small hominess, because it does have skyscrapers, like a lot of skyscrapers. And Cardiff has skyscrapers
tall
as well, but not...
buildings. Okay. Moderately tall buildings.
I will say tall buildings then, but I've never seen a skyscraper before. Same as that, I've never seen mountains until I went to a trip with Helena. By the way, guys, I know Helena, which is the other special guest. She's like,
she's our whiskey hour correspondent.
No, but like, you didn't see mountains until you were how old?
17.
Okay.
Okay, so I haven't seen a skyscraper before, apparently. Anyway, not the fucking point. What I was going to say, it's like Cardiff has like one... to three big streets in like the city center. It's like Cardiff Road and the other two. I don't know. Anyway, and then you have a lot of like little, you know, the Passage?
Yes.
Imagine that, like just
like the
smaller
one in The Hague.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, don't ask me something about like a specific place in Cardiff.
No.
I was there like for 2 days.
But I mean, if you have that, and then just really that much smaller, like to like a little hall thing, and then those are called arcades in Cardiff, and there's like eight of them.
Yeah.
And in that whole year, I saw like six of them, and then the time I came back, I saw like two others that I didn't discover before.
Oh.
And it's really nice, like little streets, like with a lot of like little shops and like some are like really like nerd shops or like bookstores, really old, or like Welsh cake shops, and it's so nice and tiny. It has like a nice atmosphere, but then, you know, when you go out at night, it, do you know the valleys?
I've never been to Scotland.
Do you know Geordie Shore? The series Geordie Shore?
Are you talking about Jersey Shore?
Geordie Shore.
Not Jersey Shore.
Oh, the MTV one.
Yeah, I thought it was Geordie Shore.
No, it's Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore.
The one with the stupid chick. What's her name?
That is Jersey Shore. Fine. Maybe it's a Dutch pronunciation thing. It could be.
I don't remember the name, but it's...
No, that would be
New
Jersey,
yeah.
Jersey Shore.
I was Jersey... I'm
Geordie
so
Shore?
I'm so... Okay. Anyway, the Valleys is like the Welsh version of it. And...
The Jersey... Like... Oh my God. What was the name of the girl?
Snooki?
Snooki. Snooki.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm an idiot, but we already knew that.
Geordie
anyway.
Shore?
No, you're a creature, not an idiot.
Both. Anyway.
An idiotic creature.
Yeah, I take pride in that, but...
I would just say a smart creature. You know?
Smart? You're calling me smart? Oh, that's so nice.
You're a smart creature.
That's like the best compliment anyone has ever given her in her entire life.
Yeah. Anyway, continue, Allie.
No, you were talking about Geordie Shore.
No, I was just like, if you don't know the Valleys, then the Valleys is like the Welsh version of Geordie Shore, and it's filmed in Cardiff, and it's worse than Geordie Shore. I mean, I've heard people say that. So, the first time when I was like going out in Cardiff, people were like, "Let's go to Prism," and I was like, "Prism? You want to go to prison?" I was like, "What? No, I don't want to." And it's like, "No, it's a bar. Let's go to the bar." And I go, "Cool, fine." And it was like in winter. And it was like -5 degrees. So, you know, I'm like a Dutch person. I wear a jacket. Expecting there
we
to be like...
We did not know that you're a Dutch person.
Expecting there be a wardrobe. Or you mean like the...
Cloakroom.
Cloakroom. Yeah, I expected that to be there. There wasn't, so I had to put my cloak in a corner. And then we went out, and I saw these girls just like in, well, very short shorts. And
high heels.
High heels and stuff that looks like a bra. But then they weren't wearing any coats. And then he would just like go outside in minus degrees. It would be snowing.
What?
And I'd still be wearing that. And I was like,
what?
I feel sorry for you because you're going to be sick tomorrow. Like, I cannot imagine you surviving this cold in what you're wearing right now, you know? And what? I actually caught people like sometimes where I was trying to leave the club and trying to find my coat. Other people were wearing my coat and trying to go outside. And I was like, honey, I don't know if you know, but like, that's not your coat. That's my coat. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry. I just saw it was my coat. I'm like, no, you didn't bring a fucking coat because you weren't dressed like that. And you just realized you made a mistake. And that's why you want to fucking steal my coat. But you know what? I'm Dutch. So I'll just bring my coat back to me and then just go home with my coat on. And then those girls would just like leave the club just like still wearing like the fucking bikini outfit they were.
Jesus.
And I was just like, your mistake. Trying to steal my coat.
I'm a Dutchie.
And I was wearing like long pants with like also like high socks underneath and nobody would know. And then just like a sweater t-shirt, not really a t-shirt, but kind of still with like long sleeves and stuff. And I was just like, how can these girls just like, how do they survive once they go outside, you know? Maybe they're just that drunk that they don't notice that it's that cold. But I was
like, they usually just jump right into a taxi. Just
no, outside. They would walk.
What?
No, there were so many girls I saw dressed like that just walking while it was snowing. And I was just like, how are you not like... dead
dying
of just, like cold or frostbite. Or fever
frostbite
or,
and just like dead.
I was just like, maybe they're jumping from club to club to like on their way home or something, or I was just so confused. And that was like one of those things like going on in Cardiff. Other thing going on in Cardiff was every Friday they had like bingo lingo, which was like a big, like huge kind of bingo in like two big sheds, so like over 400 people could play bingo together. And it wasn't a normal kind of bingo. It was I don't know, 83 Dancing Queen. And then they would like play the song Dancing Queen for like a long while, and then they would go to the next numbers, and then there were twerk battles and all kind of weird shit.
Oh Lord,
it was great.
And all kinds of weird shit you did not want to do.
I was there.
Would you be in a twerk battle?
I cannot twerk. I don't have an ass.
Okay, so verdicts, guys.
Verdict?
Yeah, whiskeys of the day.
Craigamore.
I got a vote.
Yeah.
I haven't even finished yours. I'm sorry.
Neither me. I'm too smashed.
By your silence the last half an hour, we could not tell.
I noticed. I was like, I will not get into it because I think you're having a good time on your own.
I mean, I'm enjoying this, but this is more like a show to me now instead of action direction. So now we know the best of the three whiskeys.
Yeah, let's give it to her just because she's a guest.
How?
Guys, could you please do, like, could you teach her that?
Yeah, could you?
It's really easy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's comedy. Anyway, no, it's like you know your front teeth?
Yeah.
You put it on your, like, lower lips.
Yeah.
Not hard. You leave, like, some room. And you do this. Mm-hmm. It's like you leave space.
Like no, but like I kind of just wanted to hear the slapping again. You know, the killing of the mosquito. Okay, guys. So we're spinning out of control here.
That's I think that true. Was a lot of
That's
whiskey.
Not true. That's not true.
Thank you very much for joining us, Fabi. Thanks for bringing your space side here.
My creatureness.
And your creatureness and teaching Oogie how to do the mosquito sound.
I'm very proud of that. So let's do a collab, like a mosquito collab.
The mosquito song.
Yes.
The mosquito song.
The mosquito rape, guys.
Let's make that the theme song for rape. This podcast.
The mosquito rape.
Rape? Well, how do you get the fucking
rave?
Oh, rape.
Okay, guys,
how did we got
we
that?
Are spinning the fuck out of control here. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
I don't want to call you.
Hold up.
Bye.